Poll: Two-thirds of Americans say companies like Disney have taken political correctness too far. By Hannah Blow on March 6, 2021. The vast majority of Americans believe companies, such as Disney, have taken political correctness too far, according to a poll conducted by SurveyMonkey, with oversight and analysis provided by Public Opinion Strategies. According to a memo of the survey, nearly two-thirds of Americans agree that companies like Disney have taken political correctness too far, 65% to 34%. 90% of Republicans hold that view, as do 60% of independent voters and 47% of Democrats. A majority across every age group tested shared the belief as well. Walt Disney Company most recently came under the spotlight after dropping actress Gina Carano from its hit Disney Plus series The Mandalorian over a social media post in which the MMA star compared the current political climate to Nazi Germany. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers but by their neighbors. Even by children, she wrote in the post, adding, "Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?" A majority across party lines agreed that she should not have been fired over her post, the survey found. But that is far from the first time Disney has caved to cancel culture in pursuit of political correctness. Last summer, for example, Walt Disney World opted to completely overhaul Splash Mountain, a popular ride at Orlando, Florida's Magic Kingdom, due to the imagery associated with the 1946 Disney movie Song of the South. Critics took issue with the theme, citing the movie's racist tropes. While the ride is considered a beloved classic, its history and storyline are steeped in extremely problematic and stereotypical racist tropes from the 1946 film Song of the South, a petition calling for the overhaul read, "The best next step to remove all traces of this racist movie would be to re-theme Splash Mountain into a Princess and the Frog-themed ride." Disney ultimately embraced the recommendation and took similar action following complaints from the woke mob over its Jungle Cruise ride, which critics said glorified colonial attitudes. Similarly, Disney blocked several movies from the profiles of younger viewers from its streaming services over fears of racial stereotypes. Those included Peter Pan, Dumbo, Aristocats, Lady and the Tramp, The Swiss Family Robinson, and The Jungle Book. Disney went further, provided a warning to those who chose to watch the movies, which states that the films contain negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. "These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together," the statement read. Disney has also put political correctness at the forefront of its new films and shows, featuring a bisexual lead character in Disney Channel's animated series The Owl House. Disney has also focused on diversifying the roles in its upcoming films, tapping grown-ish star Yara Shahidi to play Tinker Bell in its film Peter Pan and Wendy. This would mark the first time a person of color has filled the role that traditionally has featured a white actress and follows in the footsteps after Disney set Halle Bailey to play Ariel in The Little Mermaid, Deadline observed at the time. The survey, taken February 26-March 3 among 1,098 adults, has a margin of error of +3.37%.